The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
All right, we're joined on the line now by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson and, of course, deputy leader and deputy for Donegal. He's on the warpath. Now, you heard on the news there, something like 160,000 cases of people getting either one form of loan or another, getting the mortgage holiday break payment 3 to 6 months and so on. And the issue is how that will ultimately be resolved. Piers, first of all, what are you not happy about?
Well, I'm not happy that the banks are ripping off their customers. I'm not happy that they misled the government. I'm not happy that Leo Varadkar was asleep at the wheel and didn't know what was going on. And I'm not happy that the former Taoiseach and the CEOs now of the five retail banks seem to be coming up with a cover story that it would allow for this practice to continue. It needs to end. There shouldn't be a COVID penalty for mortgage holders who are looking for a payment break during this pandemic. And we shouldn't allow banks to profiteer in the way that they have been doing and they expect to do over the next period of time on the back of this pandemic. It's as simple as that.
Okay, but just explain to me, because my understanding, because we had Brian Hayes on the show a couple of times, he said that what happened, like, so say it was 3 or 6 months, that period, you wouldn't have to pay anything, and that would be parked at the end of the lifetime of the mortgage. So what's different to that, or is that unacceptable to you?
So what's happening here, and let's be clear in this, so people who take out a mortgage for 200 or 300,000 euro, they're expected to pay all of that money back and all of the interest that would accrue as a result of that. So if you take out a 200,000 euro mortgage, Ivan, you're probably going to pay back, you know, 350,000 over the lifetime of your mortgage. And that's right. What is happening is that if you take a 3 month payment break, not only will you have to pay that total amount back in interest and capital, but you will also have to pay back a COVID penalty because interest is going to accrue during this payment break, which means that, for example, if you take a 6 month break on a 250,000 mortgage with permanent TSB and the duration's 30 years, for example, you will pay back an extra over 6,000 euro as a penalty. That's extra money for the same mortgage, which is not acceptable in my view. And, you know, the problem here, Ivan, is that the banks up until now were saying that we had to do this. We had to charge the interest rate because the regulator told us. We had to charge interest because the loans would go into default. We had to charge interest because if we don't, it would be bad for the customer and their credit rating would be affected. All of that is pure nonsense. It has been absolutely blown out of the water by myself and my questioner of the governor of the central bank. The banks knew that for a long period, but that's what they did. That's what they went into the Taoiseach and the Minister for Finance, and that's the yarn that they spun them. And unfortunately for the Irish public, the government ministers, including the Taoiseach, accepted that, swallowed it, hook, line and sinker.
Okay, in I think the Dáil today, you raised an issue about a meeting on the 11th of May, which was fairly well into this process. Where people recall it was near to the 11th of March that all this kicked off in terms of people being put out of work. So you've seen the minutes of this meeting. Who was there for the government and what did the CEOs of the banks say?
So who was there for the government was the former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, the Minister for Finance, Minister Donoghue, and the Minister for Enterprise, Minister Humphreys. And what the CEOs said one after another, for example, Bank of Ireland said interest must be recharged as required by the regulator. You'll remember, your listeners will know that the regulator confirmed on Monday that that's not the case, and he never asked for interest to be charged. Permanent TSB said that it was the approach was required to prevent a loan being considered going into default. Again, not true, and the governor confirmed that. We have Brian Hayes on behalf of the industry saying that it's the same approach right across Europe, which is not true as well. We can see from, for example, Spain, their government on the 30th of March legislated to make sure that banks would not charge interest during the period of the break. A KBC bank, which is one of the biggest lenders in Belgium and also operates here, but in Belgium, for low-income households, they don't charge interest in that jurisdiction, but they do here. And indeed, in some banks like Sparkassen, for example, in Germany, don't do that. There's a European Banking Authority document which shows that there's about 12 jurisdictions that have different type of breaks, but that they the charge, the cost of that is borne by the banks as opposed to the consumer. Here in Ireland, it's lumped completely onto the consumer. And this isn't just a couple of hundred euro. This is thousands of additional euro, more debt, more hardship, more payments to be made back to the banks during this period of time. So what the bank said was completely misleading. And despite the fact that Brian Hayes defended some of what was said, because he suggested that the rules only changed on Tuesday, which is also not true. And I think I've disproven that by a document I released from the central bank. But now we have the Taoiseach, or the former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, coming in and actually disputing the minutes, disputing what Brian Hayes said, and said, oh, by the way, the banks actually told me back in May at that meeting that, yes, they didn't have to charge interest. But that's not what's reflected in the minutes. It's clearly not what's reflected in the minutes. So I don't know what type of meeting he was at. And what I do believe is, to tell you the God's honest truth, that they're trying to concoct a cover story now.
So what response are you getting from the government? What do you want the government to do? Like, banks will be banks. So what do you... You've explained the central bank regulatory position. What's... Some of these banks are state-owned, as you know, in whole or in part. What do you want the government to do now?
Yeah. Look, and you're 100% right. Look, banks will be banks. We've seen that in the tracker mortgage. We've seen it in the past where banks went into government buildings in the past and said, look, everything's hunky-dory here. All we need is a bit of a guarantee. And we found out that that was nonsense as well. You know, the tracker mortgage having to pay a billion euro to 40,000 customers, you know, tried to suggest that there was nothing to see there at the early days. So, you know, a government that naively accepts the words of the bank and doesn't do what I did, which was lift up the phone to the government of the central bank, and then over a month ago request for that to be given to me in writing, which actually showed very clearly that the banks didn't need to charge interest rate. So what we need, Ivan, is we need a government that will take the interests of ordinary people first. We need the government to call in the banks to say that this game is over. You are not going to be allowed to profit on the back of the pandemic. We rightly, and I commend the government for this, for closing down the economy at the time to keep our citizens safe. And as a result of that, it meant that people couldn't pay their mortgage. Not only should the banks not be profiteering on this, but the banks also have to play their part, as everybody does during this pandemic. So they need to make it clear that this is not going to be tolerated. And indeed, what they could do is take the legislation that I gave to Pascal Donoghue that I drafted over 3 weeks ago that he hasn't even bothered acknowledging, which does what Spain did, what the government in Spain did, which was introduce legislation to make sure that this doesn't happen, or indeed to do what Belgium did or in other jurisdictions. That's what could be done. That's what I want to see. And I'm not giving this up. And I also think that the Taoiseach needs to clarify how come his recollection of that private meeting with the senior bankers is completely, completely different from the official minutes taken by the Department of the Taoiseach, and is also at odds with Brian Hayes, the spokesperson for the industry, yesterday.
Okay, can I ask you this? If someone avails of the break, what is the situation in relation to, say they have a tracker mortgage, say they have some sort of concessionary rate, can they be taken off of that? Oh, well, you've breached your terms of the mortgage by taking a six-month holiday. Have you any evidence that the terms and conditions, if beneficial, are being revoked, or is that not a problem?
No, we don't have evidence of that, and they wouldn't be allowed to, because by taking the break, you're not in breach, you're not in default, you're not accruing arrears, and that is something that's to be welcome. Where there is an issue, Ivan, is with not all banks, but with some banks. What is happening is that they are refusing to tell their customers what is the cost of credit. This is crucially important, because when you tell somebody, look, you'll have to pay back an extra 30 or 40 euro per month. And people are saying, well, I've no choice in this because I've lost my job. My job might have been in the tourism sector, or I might be in the entertainment sector, and I don't have a job at the minute, so I need this break. But there is a responsibility on banks, and indeed the central bank is directing them in this regard, to actually tell people what the cost of credit is. That means what is the total amount additional that the banks will make as a result of this break. So, as I said, when you take out a mortgage, you get your capital to buy your house or to build your house, you pay a lot of interest on top of that. Nobody is suggesting that that shouldn't be paid. What we're saying is that people need to be clear, the banks need to be clear with people, what is the additional amount, the COVID penalty that they're charging, and then people can make the decision up saying, well, I'm not touching this with a barge pole because they're trying to charge me an extra 7,000 euro for this break, and I'll find the money somewhere else. Okay. Than actually allow the banks to feather their nest during this period.
No, Pierce, texters have got on to say basically that the banks have to run their business. And they're saying if they do not charge interest on the principal outstanding during the payment holiday, they're dipping the hands into shareholders' pockets to make a gift to their customers, and their shareholders are not fat gas. They are people's pensions and their savings. Is what you're proposing going to impose a cost on the banks, which either the shareholders or other customers will have to take up?
Well, first of all, as I said, the EBA, the Commission's document shows that in 12 jurisdictions, the cost is actually borne by the banks. And there's a varied type of payment breaks in different jurisdictions. Some of them are the same as here and some of them are different. So the idea of the banks actually playing their part isn't something that we should be running away from. Of course, the banks should be playing their part. But the problem here is it's not that the banks are going to have to incur a cost. It's at the minute the question is why should they be allowed to profit? So at this point in time, Ivan, the average interest rate in the state is about 3.2-3.3%. It's about nearly double what is the European average. So the penalty here, even if banks in Europe were doing the same thing that's happening here, the penalty here for Irish consumers is a way, way harsher because of the interest rate that's been charged. And there is no doubt, and I listened to Leo Varadkar today talking about that if banks are profiting from this, then we'll come back down at them a ton of bricks. I don't know how does Leo think banks make profits? Because it's not on deposits, it's not by handing out the capital, it's actually by interest. As part of your interest rate, profit is built into it. The banks are making profits in this. We've been raising this since March. We've produced legislation. We've given it to the government. We've shown the EBA report where this has happened in other jurisdictions. We've translated and copied the Spanish legislation. We've showed how banks who operate here voluntarily, not by any other means, but voluntarily in Belgium, KBC Bank does not accrue interest for low-income borrowers here. But here, they charge the full interest. It has to stop. It's just they're doing it because they know they can get away with it.
Well,
they know
you will be pursuing that at the Finance Committee next week. Can I ask you about two other things briefly? I recently interviewed you about the July stimulus, and you had come up with your own glossy brochure in relation to a voucher scheme. I don't know if you saw what the UK did yesterday. It was quite similar, actually, in terms of a percentage of the cost of the meal would be subsidised by the state. Do you think this has lent support towards, you know, you were saying how people would be encouraged to go out and book accommodation or have a staycation and so on? What's your thinking on what should be in the July stimulus now?
Yeah, look, the voucher scheme that we've put forward is absolutely essential. As I said to you the last time, this isn't kind of pie in the sky stuff. This is based on international experience, what's happened in different jurisdictions, but actually carving it out to what's needed here. We need to crucially support the accommodation and hospitality and tourism sector. It is the hardest hit. It is the sector that's going to be longest to recover. So yes, we need to look at VAT rates and they need to be reduced. But first and foremost, we need to put money into people's pockets that they can only use in this sector. And that's why the €200 voucher for an adult and €100 for a child, I actually hope that it will be part of the July stimulus scheme, because we put forward these proposals, we give them to government because we believe that that is what's required. And this will be a test to see if they go down that direction or a variant of it. But we need a lot more than that. That's just the start. We do need additional grant aid for companies. So what has been announced so far between €2,000 and €10,000 isn't simply cutting it. We've suggested €25,000 for the most affected sectors, like hospitality, like certain areas in retail, like tourism and so on, and then €10,000 grants for other areas. And then there's a number of other measures, Ivan, and we'll be announcing all of these next week for different sectors, but particularly for SMEs that are required. So, we need to get this right. If we don't, there'll be lengthened unemployment rates, which shouldn't happen, and there'll be sectors and businesses that will close the doors.
The final thing I want to ask you is that the controversy of the week surrounding Barry Cowan. Obviously, the drink driving aspect of it, the sort of leaking of it, but the extended provisional license, and people couldn't understand how a man of 48 would be on a provisional so long. And then it appears that left field, one of your own deputies in Cork East, Pat Buckley, had a very similar instance. What's the story here?
Yeah, well, I think it wasn't really much left field. I think it was covered on the RTE News at the time 6 years ago, and indeed in all the media. And look, Pat was completely wrong. He put his hands up and he apologised profusely even before any charges.
No, except that was the issue more of the long-term learner permit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Look, in my view here, and I think I know Susan Gray from Park, who's an activist on behalf of victims of road accidents, and I think she makes a very, very valid case that this was supposed to be closed down back as far as, I think, 7 years ago. It hasn't been done. And, you know, the idea that people can kind of apply for a test and then cancel it and still go on a provisional license, it needs to come to an end. So, look, that's something that I'm sure that they're, you know, road safety isn't a thing that kind of divides us politically. It's something that there's usually unanimity on in terms of the Oireachtas, and I think that we need to make further progress. And this is definitely one of the issues that have come to the fore. So if there's any good out of the Barry Cowan issue, I hopefully it is that we've shone a light, or that some have shone a light at some of these gaps, and that they need to be addressed immediately.
All right. My thanks to Pierce Dougherty, Deputy Leader and Finance Spokesman for Sinn Féin. And he says, obviously, this will be pursued further in relation to the banks and the penalties they're putting and the profits he alleges they're making in relation to the mortgage and loan break scheme.